Week 3, day 20. A mess, a frenzy, a fog of confusion. Just some of the descriptions given to the last few weeks by RTE's highest paid presenter Ryan Tuberty, who along with his agent Noel Kelly are giving evidence at the Dáil's Public Accounts Committee now, taking questions on the failure of RTE to tell the truth about Ryan Tuberty's pay over 6 years, €345,000 more than RTE said he was being paid since 2017. It still hasn't been established who made the decision not to tell the Oireachtas and the public the truth about his actual pay earlier this year and in 2021, or why that decision was made. They'll be appearing before the Oireachtas Media Committee later today. Two separate government inquiries have been ordered. A government-appointed forensic auditor will be sent in too. Today's hearings are being broadcast live on the RTE News Channel. We'll bring you highlights, analysis and cross live to the Houses of the Oireachtas during today's programme. Ryan Tuberty started just after 11 o'clock by setting out what he called seven material untruths.
I'd like everybody here today to understand that the figures and statements presented by RTE over the last few weeks in relation to my remuneration have created a fog of confusion. A fog of confusion over what I was paid, and when I was paid, and what I knew, and when I knew it. Full transparency and disclosure on RTE's part, I'm sorry to say, would simply have avoided so much of this. And I'm here to do one thing and one thing only, ladies and gentlemen and committee members, and that is to set the record straight and to call out some untruths. And it is my belief that there are seven material untruths that I'd like to address.
Ryan Tuberty went on to say he has become the face of a national scandal and has been accused of being complicit, deceitful and dishonest.
I take full responsibility. I can't say it enough. I take full responsibility for not asking more questions back on January the 20th, 2021, when the figures for that 2017, 18 and 19 were released. I take responsibility for that. I understand. But as has become abundantly clear and obvious in the last 3 weeks, this highlights the existence of two RTEs. Two. There are those who are involved in attempting to conceal payments and who are in a position to call me or call my agent and ask for our help in establishing the full facts. Instead, they chose to hurriedly issue a deeply, deeply damaging statement on June 22nd, which failed to include the full facts. And in closing, I'd like to thank the many people from across the country who've taken time to stop me on the street, decent Irish citizens, taking my shoulder and my elbow in their hands and saying, you'll get through this. I have nearly a foot off the ground high of cards and letters from people who have written to Ryan Tuberty, Dublin. And I got them fair play to the post people in on post. And I thank the Irish people for that. I am hopeful that they will see from my statement and my appearance here today that I am determined to inform them of the truth and to demonstrate that I have nothing to hide. And I'm also hopeful that I will soon get back on air to do the job I love.
Ryan Tuberty's agent Noel Kelly said RTE has tried to portray the underwriting of the Renault deal as a decision given late in negotiations on a Zoom call by then DG Dee Forbes without the awareness on the part of the executive board. He said this was not correct.
Next, we come to RTE's decision to underwrite this Renault contract. This is perhaps the most shocking revelation of this morning. Since this contract was seen again, RTE tried to distance themselves from this decision. Effectively, they have blamed the former Director General, Dee Forbes, for doing a solo run and giving a verbal commitment to underwrite the contract on a Zoom call in May. RTE executives had said that there was a strong pushback against the idea of underwriting the agreement. That is incorrect. I refer you to page 10 of the pack. So at the time, Ms. Breed O'Keefe was Chief Financial Officer of RTE. On this page, you will see an email which she sent to my office dated the 20th of February, 2020. It is copied to another member of the Executive Board, the then Director General and RTE's solicitor. In this email, Ms. Breed O'Keefe responds in red to various points which had been discussed. She states at the top of the email that this is our final position. Because negotiations go back and forth, this is our final position in respect of the new contract. On the last paragraph on this page, Ms. O'Keefe, on behalf of RTE, states explicitly, we can provide you with a side letter to underwrite this fee for the duration of the contract. There was no secret. There is no secret.
The Public Accounts Committee Chair, Brian Stanley, asked Ryan Tuberty if he had discussed the Renault payments with his agent, Noel Kelly.
You're telling me here this morning that you had no conversation with NK Communications regarding the matter of looking for this gap of 75,000?
No, we wouldn't. We would be inclined to just, to be honest with you, Keir, like, I say to Noel, I say, you do your job and I do mine, right. And that's how it works.
But you knew that this gap had to be made up and this 75,000 had to be magicked up somewhere or another, for want of a better term.
I trust in the process.
Yes. But so you've clarified that you had no doubts about the merits, the credibility, or the possible reputational damage. That wasn't discussed.
That was not discussed.
Okay, thank you.
Fine Gael TD Colin Burke asked Noel Kelly how it came about that one of his companies invoiced a UK barter company to receive €75,000 payments from RTE for Ryan Tuberty.
Why was it CMS that decided to raise the invoice?
Because I have two companies, which is NK Management and CMS, and we were asked to send the invoice in from CMS by RTE.
Why CMS?
That was their instructions.
It's Noel Kelly Management that appears at the end of year.
Sure. But CMS is we own CMS as well. It's a sister company.
And you... No explanation for why Noel Kelly Management above CMS. It just adds a layer of opacity.
Sure.
Because Noel Kelly Management, I know that is. CMS, I don't.
Yeah. Again, we were directed by RTE.
With this direction from RTE, we've all received emails in saying, you know, just all you have to do is invoice a certain company in wherever and all of this money will be yours. This idea of invoice for 75,000 to a company you say you don't know, you've never come across, you've no reason to suspect RTE are hiding payments, but they said, can you invoice this company in order to receive a payment? And you didn't say, I'm sorry, but who is this company and why am I invoicing them?
Sure. RTE, it has its say, 1,800 employees, turns over 350 million a year. We're a small little company. There's eight of us. Small company.
We were asked
under instruction to do this, and that's what we did.
Ryan Tuberty also told Fine Gael TD Colin Burke he wanted to return to work.
Oh, I don't have any doubt. I want to go back to work on the radio as soon as possible. I think that I don't say that with any arrogance. I just say that I've expressed desire. It's what I do. It's what I know, and I want to get back to my team and to the listeners and do my job,
you know,
because it's all
I've
got.
The whole issue in relation to trust.
No, I understand that, Deputy, and I will say that I understand the amount of money we're talking about is eye watering. I'm not a fool. I understand that. But I haven't changed as a person over those years, despite the extraordinary bank
balance. The question I'm asking you is, how do you now rebuild that trust?
Well, a lot of the trust was taken from me.
Fine Gael TD Alan Dillon also asked Mr. Kelly about invoices described as consultancy fees.
Did you collude with RTE in a falsehood of concealment by describing them invoices for consultancy fees?
I said that... We had no benefit in seeking to suppress knowledge of any payments.
But this was fraudulent accounting practices.
And we certainly didn't do any fraudulent accountancy.
But you followed instruction. You never raised... alarm bells were never raised amongst you representing your client in relation to these invoices.
Sure. Again, as I said, we're a small company of eight people. They have accountants, they have auditors, they have lawyers.
But just in relation to the invoices.
So, we're just following under instruction, and I had no reason not to believe them.
That's Noel Kelly, Ryan Tuberty's agent, taking questions there from Fine Gael TD Alan Dillon. Ryan Tuberty and Noel Kelly are continuing to give evidence to the Dáil's Public Accounts Committee. Live coverage is continuing on the RTE News Channel. You've heard some of the highlights over the last two or so hours. The two men will also be taking questions from the Oireachtas Media Committee later this afternoon. They're currently taking questions from Fianna Fáil TD Paul McAuliffe. We'll cross live to the House of the Oireachtas during the programme. With me now in our studio, Sinead O'Carroll, editor at thejournal.ie, and we'll also be crossing to our Oireachtas studio soon to speak to our political correspondent, Micheál Lehan. Sinead, are we any clearer after the last two or so hours as to as to what's happened?
I think we are a bit clearer based on the statements and the schedule of documents we received from Noel Kelly and Ryan Tuberty this morning. I don't think that we have elicited any great information in the 2 hours of committee hearings so far. The balance, I think, that the politicians have been tasked with is to use the opportunity to see what Ryan Tuberty and Noel Kelly's motivations were going into contract negotiations in 2020, because I think that could shine a lot of light about how some of these things came about, including the Renault deal and what happened to the 120,000 loyalty bonus that was due. But also then they can use the opportunity to use these two men who know a lot about the inner workings of RTÉ and how contracts are negotiated to try and shine a light on some of the greater governance issues that we now know exist. I think in the first 2 hours, they probably haven't got that balance right. But since coming back from break, Fiona Murphy started questioning, and that's exactly where she started probing into the motivations of Kelly and Tuberty as they went into those negotiations. Did the 75,000 a year Renault contract come because Ryan Tuberty himself and Noel Kelly wanted to make up for the cuts that they were taking on base salary? They shook their head and said no. Both of them were adamant that that's not where the 75,000 a year deal with Renault came from. That was a separate commercial arrangement that was started from Renault. So we have started to get a little bit more information. But yeah, it's probably been a bit frustrating. I saw Lisa Chambers on Twitter saying that she's a bit frustrated by the questioning. But they do seem to have upped their game a little bit since coming back. I don't know what the 10 minutes did, but there does seem to be a bit more direction in the questions at the moment.
A lot of documents that were issued this morning at around half past eight, and listeners would have heard some of this during Morning Ireland this morning. We got the opening statement from Noel Kelly, the opening statement from Ryan Tuberty, but also a series of documents released, emails, bits of contracts. But what was also very clear during the evidence in the committee that we heard is that Ryan Tuberty maintains that in the contract that he signed from 2020 to 2025, he took a 20% pay cut, and that any of the extra money, the 75,000 and the 150,000, he regards it as being outside of that contract. He didn't regard that as being part of that pay cut. Is that right?
That's right. And this is where some of the questioning has tried to focus in the last couple of hours, because there was a significant part of the contract negotiations, from what we can see in that document trail, was around the underwriting, that this would be underwritten. Noel Kelly seemed to suggest today that they wanted that contract underwritten in case the sponsorship changed. So if the sponsorship of the Late Late Show changed from Renault to another company, that this arrangement would continue, that this outside work that Ryan Tuberty would do in terms of hosting on the road Late Late Shows in commercial brands in association with RTÉ, that they would continue no matter who was the sponsor. That seems to be Noel Kelly's argument for why they wanted it underwritten rather than it for being money from RTÉ themselves.
Yes, he wanted it underwritten for the duration of this contract. That's 5 years. I actually asked for it to be beyond into the next contract. But in questioning by at least two politicians, including Alan Dillon, Ryan Tuberty was very much of the understanding that all this money was coming from Renault.
Yeah, he said that multiple times, that he thought, and this is where they are. Astos account comes in as well. Even when they were raising the money, even though it was not to Renault, they still believed that Renault were paying for it. So this is what Ryan Tuberty is adamant today, that he didn't believe that the taxpayer. So Imelda Munster kept questioning him on this. This was the taxpayer footing this bill because your agent got it underwritten. And he kept saying, no, this was money from Renault, which was separate, even though it was in the 5-year contract with RTÉ.
And he was equating it with any extra work he would do. For example, work he was doing for the BBC, which is quite some time ago, or book publishing. This was extra money. It had nothing to do with RTÉ as far as he was concerned.
Yeah, and he said in his opening statement that morally, ethically, legally, there's nothing wrong with a self-employed contractor looking for other money outside of that. So that was his position on that portion of the payment. There's two. The headline of this scandal is 345,000. So that accounts for 225,000. The 75,000 that Renault did pay, and the 150,000 that RTÉ paid through the barter account. And then there's the 120,000. And that's
a whole other story.
That's a whole other story that we did get some light shed on documents, but the politicians haven't touched it yet
okay,
in committee.
I'll get back to that. Let's go cross live to the House of the Oireachtas and hear Alan Kelly is questioning both Ryan Tuberty and Noel Kelly now.
In relation to the audit that came through. It's interesting that she She asks, you confirm the invoices, or she asks about the invoices on May the 3rd in relation to the 275,000. And, you know, the emails go to NK management, but the response is from CMS. The response is information from CMS. My issue here is CMS, or have CMS done a large quantity of work with RTE separately?
No.
None. Why would NK management, why would that be swapped out and CMS put in for payment purposes, communication purposes from a corporate management point of view?
As I say, I own the two companies, and sometimes we'd invoice out of one, sometimes out of another, and they'd cross invoice, so there's no...
But like, turn your eyes to heaven saying they cross over. From a corporate governance point of view, accountancy point of view.
Sure, again, we were asked to invoice. We were asked how to invoice, when to invoice.
Yeah, but sorry, no, I'm going to be straight. I don't buy any of that. I don't think anybody listening, watching, here in this room buys that. As I've said earlier on, it's not. I think Deputy Dillon and Deputy O'Cotty went through this. This is not appropriate and how things should be done. Okay? So, in relation to NK Management, can you tell us, there was a new company set up, Noel Kelly Management Nominees Limited, registered on the 16th of March 2023. So this is a third company.
Yeah.
And what's the purpose of that?
I'm not here to discuss that.
Okay,
I'm
fine.
I'm here to discuss
It's nothing to do with anything to do with here.
Yeah.
It's not, obviously. No. Then. Right, that's fine. In relation to... So from your perspective as regards, you get advertising clients into RTE on the one hand, and obviously you represent various different clients as an agent to the stars or talent, whatever phrase people are using these days, on the other hand. So there must be significant amount of business for RTE as regards generating advertising revenue on the one hand, and obviously negotiating fairly significant contracts for your clients who work in RTE on the other hand. Is that a fair statement?
No.
No?
No, no. So, for instance, we have a young chef on our books, and... I'm just trying to explain. The young chef on our books, and then we got that chef a book deal, right? So now the chef's an author.
Yeah.
And then we got the chef a TV show. Some of the money that would... So the issue is there's a huge lack of funding for programme making, so we would try and get sponsors to help make... To help
but you
make
do get show. Sponsors for RTE for advertising purposes, for
no,
shows?
No, it'd be for completely independent shows that
okay,
RTE,
well, look,
that
I'll
RTE
be honest
might
with you,
buy, but I'm
you're
just
not
saying
going to give me this information. I'd be asking RTE for the last 10 years
sure.
based on advertising and clients, mm-hmm. All of that. So we'll be getting all that.
Sure.
Can my last three very quick questions to Ryan. Earlier, your agent, or your representative, Mr. Kelly, said a contract isn't a contract unless it's agreed by both parties. So how do you stand currently as regards your relationship with RTE? Are you employed or not? How do you perceive that? That's the first question.
Okay,
second question, you can take these down. That's
all right.
The first question. Second question is, in relation to the one of the gigs with Reynolds, there was an invoice for 847 for somebody to be... assist you or something. You might draw a light on that because a number of us would. And thirdly, and this genuine, honest question, Taisho the Musical has been an unmitigated disaster, right? Conceptually, in every way. In fairness to you, you had zero to do with it, right? You didn't promote it, weren't involved in it, or anything. But from the outset, did you think that this was a disaster and a bad idea and you didn't want anything to do with it? They're my three last questions.
Just briefly, Mr. Torrey.
On all three?
Three? Yeah, just very briefly.
My understanding is I am still in contract with RTE, yes. And my aim and hope is to go back to work.
Fair enough.
The billing you referred to was a car service from Dublin to Drogheda and back all in one night. I can go into further detail if you wish, but that's what that is.
For you or for somebody else?
Oh, no, for me.
Okay.
And thirdly and finally, the Toy Show, the musical... I think that the people in RT were trying to dream big. I always wish them well with that, but it wasn't for me.
Okay, thank you. Deputy Catherine Murphy.
That's Ryan Tubridy giving evidence to questions by Alan Kelly of the Labour Party at the Dáil's Public Accounts Committee. Live proceedings continuing on the RTE News Channel. Sinead O'Carroll, editor of the journal.ie, is with us in our studio. Micheál Lehane, our political correspondent, is in our Oireachtas studio. Micheál, can you just remind us, and we have heard clips about this earlier on in the programme, but just for people to keep up with this story, invoices, consultancy fees and companies, what's all this about?
Well, this is just really trying to get to the root of those invoices that ultimately saw 150,000, 275,000 euro payments made to Ryan Tubridy, how it was done, how they were paid through RTE. Of course, they were paid through that barter account and they were paid, that of course, being in the UK, so they were paid through there. And some of the naming conventions around that and the very fact that they were consultancy fees has been under the spotlight. Noel Kelly, Ryan Tubridy's agent, explaining today that that whole idea or that instruction at least, did come from RTE's former head of commercial, Geraldine O'Leary. So that is just tracing the root of the payments. But at all times, the defence from both Ryan Tubridy and from Noel Kelly is that they're following instructions and they're trusting the process. That really, if there has been a sense up to now that the agent is the all-powerful figure walking around RTE, the what has been said this morning and the approach taken by Noel Kelly and Ryan Tubridy is that really RTE is the big player in all of this. They're quite a small operation and that they do what they're told.
Noel Kelly, Micheál, describes the Renault deal as a separate contract for separate services. And he says that RTE came to us with the deal. Do we have any idea why that happened or who came to them with the deal?
That's the central thing, and that is one of the questions as to how this is all taking place when you do have a wider contract negotiation taking place. It's something that the Green TD, Marco Cossig, raised this morning, saying if you're looking in at this and you're looking at those two things, it is very hard to separate them. And how can it not be about extra income in the context of a pay cut that's been taken by Ryan Tubridy? Ryan Tubridy concedes and acknowledges that, yes, that perception could be there. He says there is room for those perceptions. So that's there. But I suppose if you're to look at this morning's performance generally and the address, what you see from Ryan Tubridy and Noel Kelly really is just one admission of failure and a sense that they have been very badly wronged. The admission of failure comes in when the publication of his earnings are made in January 2021. He said he's truly sorry for not asking more questions at that time. Equally, they both point out that they could have assisted and got all those figures right if they just had got prior notice, and that the figures actually had been right in previous documentation that RTE had compiled. I suppose too, if you're looking for a point of reconciliation between RTE executives and Ryan Tubridy and Noel Kelly, well, that isn't there at all. If anything, they're becoming further apart in all of this, and at the same time, Ryan Tubridy is expressing the hope that he can get back on air.
Sinead O'Carroll, editor of the journal.ie, with us in our studio. When you came in today, we had the Dáil Public Accounts Committee on one screen with Ryan Tubridy giving evidence. On my other screen, looking at Sky News, the BBC in focus. It's a truly extraordinary day to see both broadcasters making the news. And the hearings today at the Houses of the Oireachtas are attracting extraordinary attention.
Yeah, there's no past version of ourselves, Gavin, that we could ever have imagined Ryan Tubridy appearing at our Oireachtas committee. It's just such an extraordinary event. Pubs across Dublin at the moment are showing hearings. We had one of our reporters go down to the pubs and see if there was actually people watching, and there are, and people actually are genuinely interested to figure out who is in the wrong, is there blame to be apportioned, and what they should believe and who should they trust. And I think from what we're hearing from people after the last couple of hours, everything is still very, very woolly, and that people, while they wanted to hear from Ryan, some of those motivations, I think, around how he went into these contracts, like they will have heard him say these are extraordinary amounts of money and eye-watering amounts of money, and I know that, but I think people will still want to know, okay, well, did you want that commercial arrangement to make up for the shortfall? Why in 2021 did you not push harder for RTE to make sure that the correct earnings were put out there?
For 2017-18-19.
For 2017-18-19. Yes. So what we know now from that 120,000 from the document trail that we got this morning is that RTE had said that they would offset, he was due to get 120,000 in what is called a loyalty bonus or an exit fee. He was due to get that. Himself and O'Kelly said that they would not invoice for it, they would not raise an invoice, so they wouldn't take it. And RTE then said that they would offset that 120,000 that he would have been due contractually against the payments he had already received in 2017, 2018, 2019. Now, there is a paper trail where Noel Kelly returns an agreement to RTE and takes out all of that proposed arrangement.
The 20-50-50 arrangement.
The 20-50-50 arrangement, which would see that knocked off the amount of the publicly declared. We haven't got very much questions about that in the Oireachtas Committee yet, but that'll be one for this afternoon, I think.
Loads more. Continuing live on the RTE News Channel, Sinead O'Carroll from the Journal.ie, Micheál Lehane, our political correspondent, and our Oireachtas studio. Thank